Courtney Raj is advocacy director of the Committee to Protect Journalists. How does the arrest today of Maria Ressa fit into the larger picture of press freedom under Philippine President Duterte?
Well, the press crackdown under Duterte has been pretty severe, and so this is part of an ongoing pattern of arrests and intimidation of independent news sites in the Philippines, especially if you're reporting on issues related to Duterte's drug war, to online harassment, to the usage of troll armies, as Rappler had been doing.
Your organization, the Committee to Protect Journalists, tracks the number of journalists globally who've been jailed for their work. What is the current number and how does it compare to like 10 years ago?
Sadly, we are seeing record numbers of journalists imprisoned around the world. And this is the third year running that we have seen more than 250 journalists imprisoned for their work. And this is significantly more than we've seen, say, a decade ago, when there were between 120 and 190 in any given year. But three countries are responsible for more than half of those imprisonments, and that's Turkey, China, and Egypt. The fact is that since we began keeping records, Turkey and China have always been on that list. And since the crackdown on the Arab Spring in Egypt, it has also been at the top of that list.
Have you been able to determine whether Donald Trump's own attacks on American journalism have had like a real influence on the global crackdown on journalism? And how do you even measure that?
We have seen an impact of that rhetoric around the world. And one way that we do that is we track how other leaders around the world are referencing the United States, referencing false news and the usage by President Trump of that terminology. And we've seen across the world in places like Russia and China, which really need no excuse because they already have very repressive regimes. But we saw, for example, the Chinese news agency tweet out when President Trump used that fake news terminology and said, hey, we're glad that we see that you're finally realizing what we've known for years.
What has been the impact of the digital age on how repressive governments go about cracking down on a free press?
First, it means that many more people are doing journalism. I think before the 2011 uprisings in the Middle East and, you know, the so-called Arab Spring, we saw that there was a bit greater freedom online in many countries for publishing, you know, for doing independent journalism. And that has really shifted. The Arab Spring was a big wake-up call to governments around the world that they had better get control of this online environment. And we've seen the repercussions of that over the past few years in terms of the significant increase in the number of journalists jailed who are working online and the increase in the use of cybercrime laws and cyberterrorism laws, false news laws that prohibit the dissemination of false news online. And in some cases, the penalties for violating those laws are even harsher when it happens online. There's this attempt to restrict and control that space. And when you couple that with the sophisticated surveillance technology that many countries like Egypt, like Saudi Arabia, and others are buying from Western countries, the US, Israel, Europe, it's really an arms race in which it seems like journalists are losing.
Courtney Raj is advocacy director for the Committee to Protect Journalists. Thanks very much for being with us today, Courtney.
Thanks so much.